Dakota salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5
and 92.5. Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Coach Willie Fritz going to join us in just a few minutes here to talk about the Cougs' tough game on Saturday. Holy crap! That was not good. I mean, we will talk to him about it. They had some third and fourth down conversions that I thought, here's the difference in the here's where it starts. They made a couple, especially when they were down 14-0 early. Amari Thomas had a big third and 16 conversion. They went down and scored, and I said, okay, that's a key point in the game, even though it's early. And then pick six later, and yeah, that was rough. Couldn't get a stop and couldn't turn the ball over.
Yeah, and then, I mean, shot yourself in the foot.
Yep. And that's that was a big game for the program to, you know, stay up there at the top. All the dreams aren't over, but it's a much tougher uphill climb. You know, Utah is really good. Holy crap. They beat the snot out of Cincinnati this week.
And that's a good Cincinnati.
That's a good Cincinnati team. Cincinnati, who was it? Iowa State went there and got it handed to them. And so that was a good win. Big 12 is still up in the air. We'll see what happens. Who's going to get that bid? It might be, and that's crazy, it might be a one-bid league. That's what some people are saying right now. That would be, I mean, you got four legitimate SEC teams. Four legit SEC teams. You got at least three and maybe four three for sure Big 12 teams, Big 10 teams. So that looks like seven of the spots at least. And you got ACC, Miami out of it, though.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. You win your last four, which I doubt they'll do. You go 10-2, then you say, hey, us or Notre Dame, because we beat them. That's probably where the point of contention may lie.
Yeah. That'll be interesting. Well, you got BYU and Utah that are going to be squaring it off. BYU already beat Utah, right? So BYU is probably going to be the team, and Utah might sneak in. Louisville might sneak in. Virginia? Is Virginia? That's crazy. If Virginia. And Texas Tech after their loss. I mean, so those are the border ACC and Big 12 teams that have got a shot to get into the playoff. But obviously, they got to win out. But Virginia, I mean, Josh talked about that last week, is Virginia really look like they're skating by with a really easy schedule? Are they really a team? You know, I think everybody thought that last year about Indiana. It turns out Indiana's a pretty good program, right? Losing early on. NC State had a big win this past weekend, as a matter of fact. And Georgia Tech, yeah. Yeah, Georgia Tech may have taken Georgia Tech out of the whole thing, right?
Well, yeah, they got Georgia coming up.
Well, yeah.
And they almost beat Georgia last year. Although that was in Georgia, that was where was that last year? It was in Athens. Okay, so they're playing at Brent Key's backyard. So we'll see. I mean, it doesn't matter. You can't beat Georgia in the fourth quarter. Georgia can be losing the entire game, and then the fourth quarter comes and they win. And that's just how it is. Except against Alabama, that's the only team they couldn't pull their magic against. But against everyone else, Auburn, against Tennessee, I think they came back in the third quarter against Tennessee, and they finished it off in the fourth. Here this last week, against Ole Miss. And then who was it this week that they just played? They have a bye this week?
Who? Georgia?
Yeah.
Georgia this past week had they had Florida 2 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah, another one they were losing late.
Yeah, 24-20.
Four games they were losing in the fourth quarter and they've won.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, it doesn't feel like this is a real good Georgia team. It feels like it's a pretty good Georgia team, but it doesn't feel like a great Georgia team at all. I mean, they're literally pulling games out in the fourth quarter. They had to have a long run against the Florida team. This is a, they fired their coach. They haven't played well all year long. Auburn is a shell of themselves. Now, that Ole Miss game at home, I mean, Ole Miss is a legit team. Ole Miss is, I think Ole Miss is the type of team that could be in the Final Four, to be honest with you.
Dangerous. Dangerous.
I think they're really dangerous.
Coach Willie Fritz is joining us right now to talk a little college football with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Coach, welcome to the show. We were talking about your game on Saturday. And, man, you had two or three huge conversions on third or fourth down that, you know, Amari Thomas, he was just fantastic. He had one early on. I think you were down 14-0, and he catches it's third and 16, and he catches a ball to get the first down, and you go down a score. And I thought, well, here, that's a turning point. Even though it's early in the game, that could be a turning point. You did it a little bit later as well, had a huge conversion that turned into a score, but just shot yourself in the foot, especially with the pick six, no?
Yeah, you know, we were minus four turnover takeaway, and it's hard to win games when you're minus four. I've won a few, but I've lost more than I've won. I know that. And we've done a good job all year of taking care of the football and getting takeaways and winning ball games that way, but we didn't do that Saturday. Unfortunately, kind of dug a hole and we're down 21-7 and came back 21-21 at half. And we were receiving the second half kick, didn't make things happen. We had an interception. They got a nice return on it. We play good at times, but you just can't, as you said, shoot yourself in the foot like that. It's hard to win.
Yeah, absolutely. So what was the message to the football? I mean, you guys were on a roll, 7-1, we got the ranking. It must have been an awfully deflated locker room afterwards. What are you telling the guys this week to pick them back up?
Well, the same thing I tell them, before the season began. And, everybody in the Big 12 is pretty good. And you got to play well, one of the things we emphasize more than anything else is ball security and taking care of the football, playing complimentary football. And, when you don't do that, it's hard to win. You still win, but it's difficult. And, the two games we've lost this year have been because we've been minus turnover takeaway, minus two first game, minus four this game. All the other games we've been even or plus, and that's got to be our path, We're going to build this program up where at some point in time we'll be able to play our C game and still be able to win, but we're not there yet. You got to play real well.
Yeah, Coach, when you have after games like this, when you rally up, there's something that was lost. And in every game there's something that's lost, but there you have to guard against an additional letdown. You can't let the same game beat you twice. How does historically, in all your years of coaching, do you go about anything differently after a loss or after a loss later in the season where you want to make sure it doesn't have a lingering effect?
Normally we take Sunday off when we play a Saturday game. This upcoming game against UCF is going to be on Friday night, so we came in on Sunday and met and lifted and then watched the film, and then flush it down the toilet and move on to the next game. I try to be consistent in how I, act with the guys. I try to always be upbeat and positive, but there's, some things when you get done in the game, even if you've won, you got to point out mistakes that you've made, point out things that you did really well. And, you want to be consistent. I think everybody, respects consistency with the leader or anybody on the team, that they're, acting the same way day after day after day, not going off the deep end when things don't go right. And, we got a good group of young men and, they know we didn't play well, and they want to redeem themselves this weekend.
Well, can you talk a little bit about Amari Thomas and his emergence this year? He had a huge game against Oregon State. He had one against Oklahoma State. And then on Saturday, he was fantastic. Talk about that relationship that he and Connor have developed.
You know, the thing that's great about Amari is he's a really smart player. He makes very, very few mistakes with alignment, you know, routes, how to run the route, who to block. You know, everything changes after the snap based on coverage and all those different kind of things. So that's number one. He's got a really high football IQ. And, he just does a good job of competing for balls. You know, sometimes as guys wait for the ball to come to them, he's one of those guys who goes after it. And when you do that, you got a chance either getting a penalty called against them or making a great catch, and he's done that quite a few times for us this season.
Yeah, we got Willie Fritz with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. How do you view, we're coming down the stretch here with just less than a month left in this season, Coach. How do you view what's going on in the Big 12, and some people are talking about. I think it's at least a two-bid league. What are you thinking?
I would hope so. I think there's a lot of good teams in the league. You know, you got some big games coming up this weekend. As I've said many times before, everybody's pretty good. You see a lot of close games with everybody in the conference, and I think it's very deserving of that, if not more. So we'll see how it ends up here a few weeks. I wish there was a little bit more inter-conference play with our conference and other conferences. That's hard to do because how many teams we got in the league, and everybody makes these schedules years in advance. But I think it's a very, very strong league.
Yep. And Central Florida, I don't care what their record is, that is a tough place to play.
Yeah, it's a very tough place to play, and they've had some games where they played extremely well. A couple of weeks ago, they got after West Virginia. They didn't play as well last week against Baylor. So we're going to have to go in, like I said, and play good. We've got to, minimize our mistakes and, play, great complementary football and, improve from what we did last Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, West Virginia, I don't know, Coach. That didn't look like the West Virginia team that we had seen for the rest of the year. They certainly saved their best game for you, didn't they? Scott Fox, that kid was really fantastic, but where did that come from? I have no idea. Well, we didn't see any of that on tape before this game Saturday.
Yeah, they had some games where they played pretty well, hadn't done it consistently. They were a lot more consistent. They started early. I think that gave them some confidence. They started the game strong and gave them a lot of confidence. And, we need to start strong this Friday night.
Absolutely. Yeah, they did. They jumped out. But you guys came back. That was so surprising. But again, the turnovers, like you said, Coach. Well, we really appreciate you, Coach. I know it's a busy week since you're going to be playing on Friday night. Thanks for hanging with us. Get back to work, and let's get back on track for them Cougs.
Appreciate it, guys. Go Cougs.
Thanks, Coach. All right. There's Willie Fritz every week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, brought to you by HRMP. HRMP brings you the Coach every Tuesday morning right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So we started with a little college football. When we come back, we will mix in a little Rockets basketball. Their fourth straight win, as Coach said, it was not a thing of beauty.
For the Rockets, it was sloppy.
It was bad.
I told Rafael Stone this too. I thought that was the best ball movement I've seen since pre-Harden Rockets. I don't know the last time against the Celtics. That was one of my favorite games I've seen in a long time. It was unbelievably well played.
Yep.
This was unbelievably poorly played yesterday.
Yeah, this was not the same. No question. Let's talk a little Zadig Jewelers, and then we'll get to the Rockets.
Let's talk about Zadig Jewelers. Let's talk about when you're – you know what? Get yourself something nice for Christmas. What are you going to do, wait for somebody to give you something? If you want something, go get it. Go to Zadig. Let me tell you exactly what I'm talking about. If you're a guy that I'm talking to, go get yourself that watch. You want that luxury watch? Go get that luxury watch. They've got them for you. All the biggest names are available for you. A variety of different price points, a variety of different designs are available for you. But you can, and they're a huge Rolex retail seller for you, and they've got unique pieces that are going to be in there. But, I mean, we're talking about Bell & Ross, Breitling, Cartier, Chanel, Chopard, Hublot, Mont Blanc. They've got Luminox, Piaget. They've got all the top names. And that's just – there's still 18 more names I didn't mention. All of them are available for you with different types of watch faces, different styles of watches for you to choose from. Go find what you love. If you already have a watch and you want to upgrade it, then go trade yours in or go sell yours. They buy, they sell, they trade. They do all of them. So buy yourself that watch that you love. If you're a woman who's listening right now and you love your luxury watches, do the same thing. My advice stands for you. Go get one. Go get one now. Treat yourself is what you need to do at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. It is a beautiful location. They know everything about every piece of jewelry in the store, and they've got unique timepieces that no one else carries because they are a boutique location for so many of these designers and manufacturers. It's Zadig Jewelers, 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. For more information or to see what they offer, go to Zadig.com.
John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I'm going to tell you this. There's a lot of pissed off people around the country. They couldn't see ABC or ESPN all weekend long. College football, college game day, Monday night football, all of them. You got to go to keepmynetworks.com to get ESPN back if you're a YouTube TV customer. So go to keepmynetworks.com to get ESPN back. Lord, I saw a lot of unhappy people that they missed out on their sports this weekend and yesterday and the game yesterday. We didn't miss out with Space City because we had the Rockets game, 110-102.
Rockets. Anyway, shout out to I do want to mention this. I think Ryan Hollins has gotten substantially better as a color commentator. I think he's and that's not to denigrate him when he first came in. I just think, you know, he was finding his way. I think he's doing a nice job now. I think he and Ackerman are a good combination. And Vanessa.
The more experience you get, the better you're going to get.
That's right. That's right. Except for, well, this isn't true. This isn't fair. But I will just say, even when games are messy, like yesterday, and sloppy ball handling and turnovers and all that, I'm glad we didn't run it back. I don't really want to live in a world where we're, and this is going to sound worse than it is. I'm just being honest. I'm just so much happier to be watching. There's an echo for some reason down on John's side when I'm talking to him, but I'm just so much happier to be watching Kevin Durant rather than Jalen Green.
Oh,
it's just true. I mean, I know it sounds. It just happened, but there was literally a consideration. Obvious? Well, no, it's never not obvious. The question is, and for me and for many people, were is Kevin Durant going to be able to stay healthy? We won't know that until the season's over. There's no way of answering that. Things change drastically. But even if he doesn't stay healthy, like Jalen Green is not a ball-sharing guy. He's not somebody who moves the ball. Durant's mentality, it's weird. For a superstar who scores as much as he does, he really doesn't have to have the ball in his hands all the time.
No.
He really doesn't. And he's still able to get you 26 to 29.
Yeah. Well, but he did exactly. It was a one-point game with about 5 minutes left.
Yeah.
Boom, three-pointer. They came back with a dunk. Boom, three-pointer. You picked up 4 points on two possessions when it was a one-point game in the 90s. Now, Alpe took over at the end. I will say that. That was a little bit different. They were definitely face guarding Kevin Durant, and he couldn't get the ball. But Alpe, with that spin move in the lane, was just beautiful.
He had missed that a few times earlier.
And then, you know, he short arms that thing a little bit. But, man, he knew what he was going to do. And you're right. Ryan Hollins pointed out, he said, now, KD is to his right. You know they're not coming off KD to stop Alpe.
Right.
So he went left, spun right in the lane, uncontested. And that's just good, smart basketball. I'm going to go toward the guy where they're certainly not coming off of him. That's good basketball right there. That's smart basketball.
Yeah,
right
they there. And they what they're doing was they. I mean, you can see that Ime Udoka has worked with them in practice on rotation. Their rotations have been much better. They're not leaving shooters. Like, that was a really frustrating thing, is watching them leave shooters in some of these games. Just like, what do you know? That's low IQ stuff. You know who the shooters are. And more, it's harder to recognize because everyone shoots well. It's like, it's crazy. I expect 7 foot bigs to make threes now against the Rockets. It's just what it is.
I expect Delpy to make his.
Yeah, well, I don't want to see him go crazy with threes, but I do.
Well,
I think he took two.
He took two last.
No, I know. I know. Did he make either of them?
No.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm not sure he made a whole lot the game before. I think you have to kind of, when he's feeling it, he's feeling it. I don't want him to shy away. But at the same time, where Amen shot 7 threes the first game, and it was like, yeah, this isn't going to work. Ever since then, he's been like, nah. But he did make one yesterday.
Well, I mean, that was cool.
He made one.
He's shooting 47.4% from three, so.
Who?
Alpi.
Yeah, no. I like Alpi. He started off really hot. I'm just saying, I don't want him to go crazy because you saw that move. And this is what I've been trying to talk about for so. When he flows naturally with his moves and he doesn't stop, and he does, when he stops and pumps, he's dead. It's dead. He doesn't elevate. When he's in a full flow, when he's in flow state, like he did with that little drive left and spin back to the middle and shoot it all in one motion, he is beautiful to watch because it's hard to stop him because he's so confident. When he stops himself and fakes and does all that, you know what's going to happen. He's going to get a shot block because he plays small at that point. He doesn't elevate. And then the arms are going to go out and ask, why did I not get the foul call?
Oh my God.
I got fouled so hard, I almost died.
He whines so hard.
Oh, it's so annoying. And I love Alpi, but God, is it bad.
He's never committed a foul.
Never. Yesterday he had one. Now, they did overturn one where he was called on a force out. Right. Out of bounds, and then they overturned
Capella's foul because he got the hand, right? And so
Alpi wasn't vertical. He got called for a foul, and he immediately stormed out to the ref
His arms in the air. I mean, very James Harden.
Well, James didn't invent that. That was Manu and the Spurs brought that over. Tim Duncan used to do that.
Yeah,
Tim Duncan was. And he'd hold the ball like this and, what? Shut up, Tim.
Well,
and Manu with the, you kind of, and they got that from soccer. You see that in soccer all the time. Oh, well, you could have got the foul on me.
Well,
it's a handball. It's a handball. It's not a handball.
Listen.
Play on.
You're hurting my feelings by doing an Italian accent. Okay.
That was actually an Argentinian one.
That was Argentinian.
Manu
well, it
Argentinian.
Sounds you're doing with the hands, and you're doing with the.
The Argentinians and the Italians are very similar people.
Well, a lot of us fled to Argentina.
Yeah. Some of my people did too.
Oh
yeah, there. If you're a bad guy, you go to Argentina.
Right.
Ugh, the heat's on. Let's roll.
Let's go down to Argentina. That was you're right. I mean, man, how many chippies did they miss? How many layups and dunks? And I was just like, wow, this is really now their defense has gotten better in the last few games. Now it was they weren't going to sustain it playing 135-130 games. No. They buckled down quite a bit. Maybe the offenses aren't as good that they faced in these last couple of games, but. Maybe they're playing better defensively, that's for sure. I just love the intensity that they play with. Reed kind of, he had a couple of really dumb turnovers, especially one at the free throw line where he's just dribbling and he gets it taken away. And he knew after the lay-in, he was like, okay, I'm out of this game and I won't see it again. And he sure didn't. And that was all. He may said, you come sit here, young man, and stay over here. You're not going anywhere. But a key to this, and I mentioned KD a little bit earlier. Let's play Ime. Ime talking about getting KD the ball in the right. These guys don't know him. Now, Steven Adams knows him because they played together. So Steven Adams has a little bit better idea, but everybody getting used to where to get KD the ball. Here's Ime.
But every team has gone after him so far, and we're going to continue to get better at that. Detroit was the one game that we didn't really make him pay, especially late. But I think guys are understanding who he is, and Steven has a good rapport with him from previous team, previous Oklahoma City. But offensive rebounds, he's trying to locate him on the perimeter, and I think guys in general understand the advantage that he creates for us. And so they're looking for him, give him the ball, and I'm encouraging that as well.
Here's the deal. Just get him the ball. That's the deal. Just get him the ball. Get him the ball in the right spots. Now, again, nobody's ever leaving KD. I mean, let's switch. I was watching a video of how Phoenix played.
Only dumb people leave KD.
How Phoenix was playing Wemby, mm-hmm. and they were using Devin Booker. They were using their guards, and they were just switching everything, double teaming immediately. As soon as he got the ball, get off your guy and get to him. If you do that, if they play that with KD and Alpi, mm-hmm. that game, you're gonna get burnt doing that crap.
Hey, I missed what was Jabari's injury?
I didn't see either.
I just saw he wasn't playing. I didn't catch Tari Eason played in his place or started right. in his place, and I didn't catch what the injury was for Jabari.
I didn't either. Would anybody know? Dell, did you hear?
I'll hit the Google machine.
Thought I heard on the broadcast. Maybe a foot? Thought I heard that.
Wow.
A thought?
A foot.
Oh.
He's not out because of a thought.
He wouldn't be the first.
No, it wouldn't be the first.
Minor ankle sprain.
A minor ankle sprain?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's rub some dirt on it.
Jabari. Nah, this is, we don't need him. We got Tari. We got Monstars line up. We're fine.
I don't know.
Of all the teams, we're good. Just throw Tari in there. You're good. That's how deep this team is. Okogie, just imagine when Finney Smith gets back. You know, Aaron Holiday got in and actually played well.
He did. Now, I wanted to talk about that.
Aaron Holiday's like, are you sure you want me to come in? He didn't have a headband. I didn't recognize him. He's got no headband on. And I'm like, who's this guy? Who's this G-leaguer? Oh, and then was that Jayshon Tate that got in with a headband?
Yes.
I was like, who's this headband guy?
Yes.
Oh, it's Jayshon.
Well, they both got in against Boston because they got,
late in the game,
they got late in the game minutes, but I'm telling you, you got to watch. I'm telling you, Aaron Holiday is going to play a role on this team, and he came into a game that wasn't those weren't garbage minutes last night. Now,
no, he got in earlier. That's his first game of the year that he's gotten in during real minutes.
Yeah, right.
I don't recall
he didn't play at all before Boston the other night.
Mm-hmm.
So he got in garbage minutes against Boston, and then last night he got real minutes. I'm telling you, if they don't go out and find a guard, Aaron Holiday is going to play a bigger role than you thought for this basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
He loves his defense, and if Reed keeps just frittering the ball away, that's not you can't have it. You can't have it.
Another win for Israel, the caller.
Yes. Well, he's taking a lot of L's with all the white quarterbacks. Okay, he's taking a lot of L's this year, Dell. We got to let him have a couple.
Well, I thought that was Gary's thing.
I would bet they're both.
Maybe, but I. All
but
I
Gary
know.
Is the one who told you flat out to your face. He admitted, "Yes, I am for black quarterbacks." Good why is that? He said, "Why is that
wrong?" Yeah, why you got a problem with that? But once again, Reed Sheppard, a win in Israel's column.
But was it?
Yes. Well, Aaron Holiday came in and immediately outperformed him.
Let's take a look at Reed Sheppard yesterday. Oh, 17 big minutes and 5 rebounds, and he made a 3-pointer, so that was good.
Yeah, how about that?
Did he get benched?
No, he played 17 minutes. Holiday played 10.
But previously, Reed Sheppard was above 20 minutes, right?
I have seen an interesting – well, it depends. I have seen the trend. I've noticed the trend that in some games, Reed gets first half minutes, but then the minutes will trail off in the second half. And I think it's by design. That Ime says I'm going to go to something else.
The design.
I don't want you in the game
well
right
enough,
now.
So you sit
well, wait,
out.
But this happened a second time. Why would it not be?
Because he didn't want him in the game anymore.
Yeah, that's the design.
Well, it might be, but at the same time, if you're going to play a guy 17 minutes, you'd rather him play in the same general time frame as opposed to scattershot through 4 quarters. I mean, Reed Sheppard should always be on high alert. He's not a good ball handler. He turns it over like his turnover count is only 2. I guess. I mean, I guess he had 3 assists and 2 turnovers. But when he turns it over, boy, he does it right. It is just an absolute bungle. And
it really is.
It really is. Like, his turnovers are like, God damn it, Reed, stop it.
They look a little Terry Rozier-ish.
Whoa.
but the problem is it's not.
It's just incompetence
and ball handling.
Well,
and look, he was 1 of 4 shooting threes yesterday. I don't think he loves that corner three because his first one was an air ball. He shot over the rim on his first open look at three. Then he made one in rhythm. He took a step back from the furthest three-point shot, the furthest distance that you can shoot it, and it was a make on a step back. I see had some very good games lately. Reed has shot the ball really well lately, but he's just I don't know.
Really
just,
well, okay.
Well, he's had some high. Am I wrong?
Had 4
maybe I'm wrong.
The other night against Boston, he did. Okay.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong on it. I felt like he did, but he was 4 of 5. Yeah, 4 is not great, but then 3 of 7, 3 of 4. Yeah, I guess he's 6 of 11, 6 of 15, 10 of 20, 11 of 24. Well, that's not bad. It's in the 40% range.
Yeah.
It's in the 40% range, and that's over his last 5 games. That's not bad. For the season, he's shooting 36%. Needs to be higher. But the problem is, Reed just is not – defensively, he is a minus, no matter what they say. And I know they try to pretend that he can defend, but he's not strong enough. He's not wide enough. He's a little, is what he is. He's a little shooting guard.
Yeah. Well, he's shooting 38% inside the three-point line and 43% outside.
I got 35%.
Well, overall, he's shooting
38%. Because he's 35 field goal percentage total. Is what I've got after yesterday's game.
Okay, maybe. Yes, another case of ESPN not having the update.
Yeah, I don't think the last game is in.
Yeah. He's not shooting well overall for the season.
No, 35%. Oh, I mean, unless you think 35% is high.
Not great.
It's not even high for Fred VanVleet.
Not great. Yeah. No. All right. Not even high for Fred VanVleet. That's terrible.
Well, Fred was circling around the 38 to 39% range.
Bro, that's where he lives.
Let that man rest in peace.
He's not dead.
I saw him yesterday. He was walking on the court.
Well, he goes to road games, too. Yeah. Fred is ball. Fred's about ball.
What else is he trying to
be out here chasing these thoughts.
Isn't he?
Fred's out there.
I don't know. This is the
is he married or do we not?
I had another thought reference.
Well, because Fred is committed to the game. He's not at Turkey Leg Hut trying to catch.
Well, that's close. Isn't open anymore, so he couldn't be there.
They didn't pay anybody. They didn't pay any of the creditors.
Is that a problem, not paying people?
Yeah, it gets you in trouble. Well, most people. Sometimes you just.
The government's just fine.
Well, sometimes you just declare bankruptcy and you move on to the next one.
No, the government's just fine not paying anybody. Just go to the airport and see how it's working out.
Yesterday wasn't that bad. Alec got out yesterday. I mean, relatively speaking.
All right.
I can tell you this. He's coming into hobby next time. We ain't messing with Bush during the shutdown.
I know.
Because too many people are calling us sick. And I don't blame them. If K-Gal stopped calling, as Hatchet Man calls it, stop calling me, bro, I'm sick.
If they don't pay you?
If I'm not getting paid, I'm sick.
Well, you're not going to get paid unless you talk about ESPN.
Well, let's talk about that. Keep my networks. If you want to keep missing out on Monday Night Football, college basketball, NBA basketball, then just keep doing what you're doing. But if you're a YouTube customer, you might want to check out the website, keepmynetworks.com, so you can bring back the ESPN channel to YouTube television.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So big ups to the Astros. How about this? They picked up an extra draft pick after the first round because Hunter Brown is a top 3 Cy Young finalist, along with he might not win it, Skubal or Crochet, probably both ahead of him. But because they brought him up at the start of the season instead of waiting until they can get an extra year, In the collective bargaining agreement, they said if you bring a guy up and he wins Rookie of the Year or in his arbitration year finishes top three in a Cy Young, you're going to get an extra draft pick.
Bring him up? You mean?
When they brought him up, they didn't make him wait, so they got an extra year.
You mean brought him up a long time ago?
Well, he's still in arbitration. He's still in pre-arbitration.
Brought him up, like, to the big leagues?
To the big league.
Well, that was years ago.
Okay, listen, Lance, try to follow.
I am.
When they brought him up, they didn't make him wait till 2 months into the season so that they would get an extra year.
Well, that has nothing to do with this year. You made it sound
it was this year. Yes, it does, Lance.
John,
because in his pre-arbitration year.
I know. Previously.
He finished in the top three, so they get an extra draft pick because of it.
Right, but they didn't bring him up now. You're talking about they didn't try to slow his clock previously. I get it. I get it.
Paid
now.
Dividends this season because he finished in the top three.
It's paid dividends this season. Yeah, but that was my issue is I didn't understand because it was previously when they did that, and it paid off this year.
Correct.
It happened exactly 2 years ago.
Correct.
Yeah. That's exactly right. That's right. So they, because they didn't make, well, listen, when he came up initially, he was up for a month and he makes the playoff roster. That's how good he was. So they said, we can't wait and, you know, make that kid sit down there. So they started him at the beginning of that season, that next season. And now it's paying off because he's a top three. Big ups to Mauricio Dubon as well, winning another Gold Glove.
Utility Gold Glove. Congratulations.
Yeah, how about that? How about that? So, the Astros getting a couple. I mean, that's about all they're going to get. That's about all they're going to deserve. Big ups there. It is ugly in – you see what's going on with John Morant?
Yeah. There's a growing sentiment that they may trade him. And, you know, it's crazy. How about that? You know, John Morant is a terrifically talented player who is a little flawed, obviously, multiple suspensions. He is who he is. He's not going to change his stripes. He's going to have some issues. He's not happy in Memphis anymore. There's issues between him and the team. You have New Orleans to the Pelicans, and frankly, I think the whole Zion was supposed to be generational and had a chance. You know, physically, he was somebody who was very, very rare to be that big and that explosive, and his injuries and his mental lack of mental toughness and just everything that's dogged him has made that draft that looks so good, that those top two guys look so good, has really turned into a disappointing top two.
Yeah.
Really is. Really is. Relative to what they were supposed to do. Now, Ja's done more. Ja's done some stuff.
If you missed it, you probably did who's watching Memphis day to day. In a game that they were leading at the half, he came out after the half and just kind of quit on the team for the rest of the half. You know, he's always on the ball being their point guard. He wound up just standing in the corner, not doing anything. And people are trying to figure out what the deal was. And then, of course, we hear about the suspension. Apparently something happened in the locker room when they maybe asked him to do something. He didn't particularly like it. And then he showed it on the court. So they had to suspend him. He was back playing last night. They did not win that game. They're off to a slow start. They're banged up, whatever. But they're coming off like him hitting a game winner. So people are wondering what happened from that game to the second half of the next game. Whatever happened in that locker room. Flip the switch with him. Now, as far as trading him is concerned, he is Memphis. Like, he put a big Memphis tattoo on his back. He puts people in the seat. He has embodied Memphis. They love him. He loves the city. It's just, you know, the whole staying on the court and playing basketball has been the problem because he can't stay healthy. So it would be hard for Memphis to trade him. It would be a reaction like Luka. Like, that's how much they love him there. The people. The team might have a different story.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah,
you think they get that kind of...
The people love him there. Like, we've heard about Memphis being a place where players don't want to play because of issues in the city. He has embraced that place in a way that they don't remember someone maybe since the grit and grind era. So if they trade him, there'll be a bit of an uprising.
Is it Iasalo?
Yeah, their new Finnish coach.
Yeah. Is he not long for that team?
Well, they just fired Taylor Jenkins.
Who goes first, him or Josh?
I mean, obviously, it's he's got it. I put the sound in, Dell. He is so pissed off. This dude just doesn't. He just does not want to be there. And I think it was, well, he complained the other day. He said, well, they don't want me in the game. They just don't want to play me. And I don't know. Did he get benched at some point?
They're being held high. You know, the Nico Harrison trade is going to have far-reaching effects of with discussions in terms of trading. Because John Moran is a guy that in most situations, Memphis should be in a rebuild and they should trade him for draft picks and other young players, and they should try to hit rebuild. And, you know, he's culture-wise, he's a really highly competitive player. But I don't know, culture-wise, it just might be time for a reset. But I think the fear of looking bad by trading a really popular player and one that's a talented player, I do wonder if that's going to have an impact on some teams being willing to, you know, being gun-shy to make moves that typically, if this were an NBA 2K, you know, you just trade them, you wouldn't think about it. But now you got to worry about fans because you're going to get cooked on social media, on podcasts and all that. You have to be strong to trade a popular player.
Well, I mean, suspending him and, you know, John Morant is not – listen, it was so bad they had to suspend him. And John Morant coming back, what did you think? Oh, I'm better now. Everything is fine now between me and the organization. How can you trade John? Okay, do you want John Morant? I want John Morant on my team. I want the player on my team. I don't want John Morant on my team.
Yes. Well, looks like we got a little problem.
Yeah.
Like we got a problem. It depends on the team. Like, not for the Rockets. We don't. That's not a fit. But for other teams who need a high-impact score, you know, could the Lakers use him? Absolutely. Now, Reeves are, you know, if you want somebody to put – I don't know. I'm throwing Lakers out there, but the Lakers might not be a great name. You know, you don't want him with – you'd love to have him on the Celtics now, but obviously not in the future when Brown gets back – I mean, when Tatum gets back. But there are going to be some teams that you could say, man, he would be a massive get for us, like with the Spurs. Can you imagine – now, I don't know that he would be a pop kind of guy, but that's not who the Spurs are anymore. Can you imagine if the Spurs had him to go along with Wimby?
Well, they just drafted two guards in their last couple drafts and have De'Aaron Fox. I'm not sure that's a workable option.
I'm putting together a super team for him.
Well, you got to
– You don't like super
something.
Teams.
I wonder if you –
Trade him for
up.
Tyler Hero, straight up.
Okay.
See how happy the Memphis fans are.
You have to give up De'Aaron Fox for him.
I don't know that the Spurs are doing that. I mean –
It may not.
They've
may
invested
not, but
in Harper and Castle. You already got a crowded backcourt.
Castle's talented.
And Harper's your
rookie. What about dealing him for Castle and some picks and maybe another player?
Memphis would go crazy. Like Dell said.
That's the problem. This is the problem. Any move that you make that you think is for the betterment of the team, if the fans aren't on board, then you're going to get roasted. You have to... You'll take bullets for the short term unless it works out long term. And Nico Harrison is going to take him forever. That's never going to – because, let's face it, it was just a weird thing. Only the Lakers. The only deal we can make is with a 30-something-year-old injured big man. Okay, I guess that's the play. By the way, he wasn't playing yesterday because he wasn't available.
You didn't see him against your Rockets, by the way.
I love how often Anthony Davis is hurt. Like, it's just who he is. It's baked in. It's like, is Zion still hurt? The other day he missed a game. Like, game three, he was already out.
He came back and played.
Did he? Okay.
Yeah, he's fine. I mean, the team stinks.
Over under on Zion game, 60.
He's fine, by the way.
He's fine, by the way. But he's not.
All right.
He's played five so far.
Hey, I do want to mention, he just missed that one game. Probably load management already, game three.
I would imagine.
I do want to mention 8:30, Joe Fortenbaugh from ESPN joins us. He handles a lot of the betting stuff. He's going to talk about some of the betting scandals. This is becoming a major concern. UFC just cut a fighter because it's determined the betting patterns are so suspicious that it looks almost guaranteed, and he was choked out in the first round. And all the people who study this are like, dude, he's making the most basic mistakes on the ground to defend the choke. Like, it was obvious. And there is major, apparently, college football. There's some concerns there. So we'll talk to
Joe about it. Is Mario Cristobal throwing games?
That's just November. That's just November.
Dang. All right, we
that's
got
just November.
Trying to figure a way out.
We got a break. Reminder, ESPN, you people out there, if you got YouTube TV, go to keepmynetworks.com to get ESPN back. You suffered all weekend long with no sports, so get to keepmynetworks.com. I'm talking right now, all you people out there that are even thinking about buying a house, there's one place to go. You got to go to DreamRate. You got to go see my man. You got to talk to my man, Kent Jones. He'll give you, okay, just talk to him about what he can do for you. You are, okay, even if you're just, right now, you're saving up. He'll even give you advice, you know, this is how much you're going to need for this big of a house or this expensive of a house. This is what you're going to need. And he's going to ask you questions about your background, what kind of loans you can get, because there's loans out there that you don't know anything about that he does. You know, whether or not you're a first-time buyer or whether or not you got any military background, anything. I mean, there's all kinds of different stuff that Kent Jones knows that you don't know. He literally has saved our listeners tens of thousands of dollars. Tens of thousands of dollars just because they went there and he knows the game and they don't. You don't. So even if you bought a couple houses, you're not doing it as well as you could if you had Kent Jones, all right? I know how to buy a house. Yeah, you do? Well, he knows all the hacks that you don't know. So you're looking for the best way to get that mortgage. He's the ultimate mortgage hookup. Save thousands. Call Kent at 713-520-5626 or go to 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 2482473. J. Kent Jones, NMLS number 356118. Equal housing lender.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, quick segment here because we were a little late. Joe Fortenbaugh going to join us at the bottom of the hour. We will talk to him about gambling. We'll do that. But in the meantime, our Rockets won. The Cowboys lost, but did you see Jerry? Jerry said, oh, wait a minute, everybody. We've already got a trade made, okay?
Everyone thought it was Trey Hendrickson or Max Crosby.
So all of you people out there that are criticizing Jerry for not doing anything for the defense, which sucks, which is unbelievably bad. Jacoby Brissett was just tearing them up. Yes, it's just so bad. They're so bad.
It is really bad.
It's really bad.
I mean, you guys are...
Well,
I'm mad about but you guys have no hope in Dallas.
Well, now they do now. The Jerry trade that's going to change things.
Wait,
he traded for Bengals middle linebacker Logan Sean Wilson.
Lee. No,
I mean Leighton Vander Esch.
No,
God dog it, I keep Logan Wilson.
Yes,
I keep mixing up all my white linebackers with Dallas. My gritty white linebackers.
Yeah,
very instinctive. Makes good plays on the football. I like Logan Wilson. Yeah,
did he?
He is.
What kind of plays has he been making for the
Bengals? You watched him over the years? He's been a very, very good linebacker.
Things have changed.
He was a Pro Bowler.
No.
Yeah, no, he doesn't play as much now, and they're the worst defense in football. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. But that changed it. Mm. So
he's a good addition. It's not going to matter. Dallas is dead. Is dead in the water. Season's over.
No.
Excuse me.
No, it's not. What?
You said something interesting. You were about to say how upset you were with the Texans are playing, but the Cowboys have no hope.
Yeah, we have hope.
Always. Why do you have hope?
Because we're going to be 5-5.
Because the good plays are still in the chamber.
Weren't you talking yesterday about rolling out the red carpet for Mike McDaniel?
Yeah, that's why we have hope.
Oh, he's going to fix things.
We have future hope.
So this year there's no hope.
Yeah, there's...
Well, yeah,
there's you can always win out.
Wait a minute. Next 2 weeks, you got Jacksonville at home, which you always win.
With Davis Mills.
With Davis Mills.
Do you remember when Bill O'Brien had an 11-game win streak?
And then the Titans.
Okay.
Win.
There's 5-5. Uh-huh. Now, don't go the rest of it. Don't do that.
You want to go the rest of the
schedule? No. It's just, whoa, it's 7:58. We got in a
we do have to go to break.
We got to get a break, and I got to tell people YouTube TV. Guess what? If you have YouTube TV, you didn't see Monday Night Football.
You were lucky.
You didn't see. Well, it wasn't great. But NBA, college basketball, college football. Oh, you love the SEC? Too bad. You don't get to see it anymore because you don't have ESPN. If you want to get ESPN back on YouTube Network, make sure you check out KeepMyNetworks.com.
Okay.
So to be clear, hope here because we'll be 5-5.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Hope
Dallas
and change.
Can't be 5-5. I don't know if you heard.
They can be 5-5-1.
Yeah, but they can't be 5-5.
That's true.
We can be 6-5. They can't.
You think that's likely?
Yeah.
You sound very sure of yourself.
Yeah.
When I go, hey, John, when you ask me, hey, you think Mario Cristobal's going to turn around? I go, yeah. Does that sound very convincing?
Sounds convincing to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
All right, you know who's convincing is Billy Brown, okay? He convinced me when his guys came to my house multiple times, had work to do, and did it, and got the job done. We had, I mean, there was, I want to apologize to Billy. He doesn't have to help me anymore because I'm out here in L.A. now, but boy, did I put him through some stuff there for a while. It just seemed like, oh, I can't flush this toilet. Oh, this sink isn't working. Oh, pipe bust. Oh, it was thing after thing after thing. And every time, his guys came out and were excellent. The professionalism, the workmanship. Lance, you've done
yeah, I mean, you got all the trucks. He's got all the workers. The thing is, they can get to your place, get it diagnosed, and get it fixed. And they're extremely – this is the thing that they do great work, but you know what? They're trustworthy. They don't charge you to come out and tell you what's going on, and they're not going to gouge you on prices. They don't do it. We put Billy's name out there directly, Billy Brown, because he's proud of his product, because he's not out there trying to crush you like some of those other. There are some places out there that are absolutely atrocious. I've used them in the past, and I would spit. I pray on their downfall on a daily basis. Billy Brown. I'm up in Billy Brown on a daily basis because I know that Aqueduct Plumbing Company gets the job done for you the right way at a fair price. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.